We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and I hope you enjoyed that break because I certainly did while we were talking to our sponsors, and Mason and Carrie are still here and talked about some funny stuff, and Mason even said to me, talk more to her, she's better, and talk about the beer. So let's talk about the beer quickly, and then we'll see what Mason has to say about your beer. So I guess tell me a little bit about your beer and, you know, why someone would want to come to Three Blondes to have some.
Well, we got a lot of beer, 14 beers on tap that we brew in-house. I don't brew it. Our amazing brewmaster, Jake, does. He's awesome. Our flagship, most popular beer is called Boom Boom Betty. Mm-hmm. That would probably be a good beer to take to the track, right?
I tell you what, I knew a girl named Boom Boom Betty. Yeah.
Oh. Actually, it was named after my grandma. May she rest in peace.
Yeah, hopefully it wasn't her grandma.
No offense. No offense was intended there. I'm sorry. This was a different kind of girl. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, well, no, really, that's why Boom Boom Betty was well endowed. So, you know, that's fine.
Well, that's a nice visual. All right.
My grandma.
Well, for that to be said, we'll leave that one alone. But
too late.
Family show.
Yeah, it's a family show, and we're going to, I don't really need to expose too much of myself. And lucky it's a radio because you can't see it anyway. So, but poor people in the studio get to. So really, Mason, you know, we talked about some marketing ideas for Carrie and in the brewery. Anything else? You know, there's got to be some other stuff.
Well, how about Moondog Brew? How about that? You can do some sort of partnership together.
What kind of beer would it be, do you think?
I think it would just be Moondog Beer, right? I think that sounds better than brew, right? Doesn't have a little more ring, Moondog Beer. I think for me, it would be a little nutty. It would be a little, it would be a light beer. I'm not a heavy, dark beer kind of guy. I like the light ones. I would probably a wheat.
A wheat,
would
yes.
Probably, I'm not a hoppy guy, I'm a happy guy sometimes, but not a hoppy guy. Too much hops, that just never really goes out. The IPAs, not a big fan of them, but lots and lots of people love those. But for me, I kind of like the wheats. I like something a little more mellow, a little more smooth.
Sounds like Boom Boom Betty's right up your alley.
Well, I did have it when I certainly did like it. I'm not a big beer drinker. But, you know, I certainly have had my time. So, but, you know, what kind of beer other than Moondog beer?
I think we need a Mason-Dixon beer. Yeah, you can serve it all in a Mason jar.
In a Mason jar.
Yeah, buddy, I tell you what. You could have like a high-energy jolt of caffeine or something in there.
That sounds right.
Yeah. And, you know, do you have any new beers that you're in the process of making?
The one we're making coming up for Blueberry Fest is going to be a blueberry blonde ale because, you know, that's the big thing in South Haven being the blueberry capital of the world.
Guarantee I'd like that because I actually had a blueberry several years ago. I did actually a craft beer show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, called the Great American Brew Trail. And one of the places that we went to was up in Traverse City, I do believe, in that area. And they had a blueberry beer, and it was really, really good. And actually had blueberries floating around. They'd drop a few blueberries in it and have them floating around in it. And it was fantastic. And like I said, I'm not a big beer guy or a big drinker, but I liked that one. It was really good.
I want to know what's the craziest ingredient, you guys. Come on, you guys are like probably hanging out together, and you're like, what can we do for different? And then you probably put something real crazy in there. What's the craziest ingredient you put in your beer?
I guess the crazy thing we've used is just jalapenos, but my brewer
she's hot, I'm smoking now, yeah, buddy, jalapeno Nina.
He burned his arm on the jalapeno juice, but he has brewed a beer with Airheads, I think, before. But not at our brewery. So
now we won't make any blind jokes about that one when we wrap up.
We haven't done the Airhead one at Three Blondes. So.
Well, how about the cannabis beer? Are we going to do that at some point? Now, see, that's perfect. You get them in first thing and get a beer in them, and then they're going to eat twice as much probably.
I know, and we have really good food. But we're not going to cross that bridge just yet. MLCC hasn't exactly had their blessing on putting...
Well, when you do, give me a ring and I'll give you some ideas on where to get your product from. You know, what about that? I mean, what do you think about that,
hey,
Mason?
Hey, man, I think we should be legalizing this United States of America. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, typically I believe it all should be, to tell you the truth. I mean, because who is anybody to tell you what you can do in your home after you get out of work?
Oh, he's getting on the soapbox now. Just
didn't know if I really wanted to get onto that soapbox, but that is my box, and I like to stand on it and believe that we need to educate people about it. And hell, I think that every drink, everything that we do should be infused with CBD or THC because it would just make everybody a lot happier. People would be smiling, and there'd be less fights in the world, and... I just think it would make our world just a little bit better.
World peace.
World peace. World peace through CBD and THC.
Yeah, buddy.
And Mason Dixon.
That's why Rob Dog's the top dog. He gets all the good ideas. I tell you what.
Rob, I don't often feel like the top dog there, Mason Dixon, but I tell you what, things are pretty good. And with some of these ideas we have, there's actually people that might want to move forward with some of them a little bit. And of course, with you too, Carrie, I mean, this is what I do. I like to do the radio show, and I like to market and show people off, especially the ones that are around our town and doing good stuff.
Thanks.
And when you're ready to expand your reach out there, you just call Rob Dog and me, and we'll like come and we'll like go on tour with you, and we'll be like spreading the word of Three Blinds Brewing as far as you
want to
take
it. I mean, they'll be lined
it
up around the corner to get our autographs.
I bet.
Mean, yeah.
Mason Dixon,
yeah.
And Rob Dog.
Yeah, I think you're
going to.
Look out. Yeah, you might have probably a slow day that day if we're going to count on that.
That's all right. That's more beer for you and me. Yeah, buddy, I tell you what.
Yeah, that's just what we need, more beer. Yeah. I mean, the once or twice a year that I drink, and I don't, that kills me for about 2 days when I do so. So I can't afford to lose any of those days. But, you know, really, what do you guys, what do you think about maybe some of these ideas that we came up with? Are we looking that maybe something might be fun to do?
Maybe. It sounds like we need to have a big Vanity Motorplex Three Blondes Brewing Party and bring Moondog and Mason Dixon over here.
Yeah, now you're talking. All right. Now, what happens? Now, I grew up with some siblings and stuff, and man, if we try to have a business together, it wouldn't be pretty, I tell you what. Now, do you guys have like a contract or something? Like, what if it gets like fierce and one of the blondes like leaves? Are you going to change the name to Two Blondes Brewing? Or what? How are you going to deal with all that?
Yeah, and then with two of them leave, you're just blonde.
I know. Right? We didn't address that in our partnership agreement. All we have is a divorce clause. So.
Oh, and that's what
but
they,
if you see
because
the
husbands are part of the ownership, yes, too. So if there's a divorce in there, then they get kicked and say,
yeah,
get the heck out of here
curb.
And see ya.
And there'll be room for you and me.
And yeah, we'll be all over. We'll be right there. So if that happens, give us a quick call.
Okay.
We will be there and with our tuxedos and on our knee, bended knee, ready to ask for your hands in marriage, I'm sure. So, you know, as usual, here we are kind of at the end of it. You guys got anything you want to tell anybody that is out there? I mean, anything to say about the brewery and that get people out?
The blueberry beer I talked about, we're going to DeGrand Champs Farms to pick up the blueberries today. So the blueberry beer will be out by Blueberry Fest in 2 weeks in South Haven.
Okay. Right on. What about Mason Dixon? What do you think about that?
Man, this has been the best day of my life, Rob Dog. I want to thank you for the hookup. I feel a new leaf is turning. This is good stuff. Yeah, buddy, we just getting started.
Well, you asked, so I figured I could make that happen. And I don't see her looking at you with googly eyes or anything like that, so I don't know if there's going to be a future for you guys or anything. But
hey, Carrie, you got any cousins?
I do have some cousins.
They're Vanderzees. They've got cousins and people
all
running all over.
Though.
Yeah, they're the marrying kind. You know what? What can you say?
You gotta introduce me younger. I tell you that. I tell you what. this is just heartbreaking to me that all these beautiful women they're all taken.
Yeah. Well, welcome to my world. Well. Regardless, we got to be done with this segment and be on the on our way. But it's been great having both of you here, and I had a lot of fun, and thank you.
Me too. Thanks.
Yeah, how are you? No, Rob Dog's the top dog. Give you what, Bird's the word.
Woo! All right. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.